Time now to set the scene with Bob Soucy, voice of the Patriots. He's brought to you by the Peterson School. The Peterson School has been teaching the trade since 1946, and they're at the forefront of today's changing world, offering remote learning and updated safe labs in Woburn, Westwood, and Worcester. Bob Soucy in Foxborough today at Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots take on the Denver Broncos. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Mark. Hi, Chris.
After the last couple of weeks, must feel good to just get back in the booth and have a Patriots game today.
Yeah, I said to the guys when I walked in today, it feels like 6 months since we last called a game. And, of course, we were here to call a road game while there was a soccer practice ongoing. So it's really been like everything else in 2020, and particularly since the spring, since March, a surreal ride over the course of the last couple of weeks. And I find myself more than ever, even as I try to check Twitter and social media less frequently, I find myself looking even more so for any notification, any update on the next game status.
Based on the fact that today's game is being played, we're a day removed for more players going on the COVID list, another player reportedly testing positive. When you see that and you see that the game is happening today, you sort of start to think, at least I do, we're probably not going to see too many more postponements in the near future, at least, depending on how things go. But it feels like the NFL is now making a commitment to play the games, even when they have situations like the Patriots had this week.
Well, that seems like the NFL's mentality today, in this moment, in this hour, as we speak. But I think, like everything else this year, and especially when we're talking about dealing with this pandemic, it's all subject to change. The Broncos had a position coach who was pulled off their trip because he's a positive. What happens if Denver returns after playing this game and suddenly the Broncos find themselves in a similar situation to the Patriots a couple of weeks ago after the Chiefs trip? You know, I think that the NFL is trying to work its way through this season. And in some respects, I think, as we've seen, they've introduced protocols at various stages of the season. You know, they're trying to come up with their plans as they go along. And as I said, I think everything is subject to change. So right now, yeah, 256 games in 17 weeks. But there could be another team or two or three that are in the same predicament as the Titans or the Patriots over the course of the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you mentioned Curtis Modkins, that the running backs coach who tested positive for the Broncos. That's how the situation started in Tennessee. It was with a coach. It was Shane Bowen, the outside linebackers coach, and he's de facto defensive coordinator. So that's where that started there. So hopefully there's not a repeat there for the Broncos. I do want to ask you about the Broncos, Bob, because I feel like we don't really know a lot about them. I've been trying to explain to Mark during this pregame show, they really have been decimated by injuries, and they're young in certain spots, like the offensive line. What do you feel like is the strength of this Broncos team and the greatest weakness of this Broncos team?
Yeah, Chris, you know, you look at their quarterback situation. As difficult as it's been for the Patriots, at least as it was against Kansas City, the Broncos this year have started Drew Lock, who will go today, and then replaced him with Jeff Driscoll. And in the meantime, they signed Blake Bortles, but then they have to turn to Brett Rypien for their Week 3 game against the Jets, and now Lock is back today. You look at the wide receiver position, there's a lot of speed and talent there. Jerry Jeudy, along with K.J. Hamler. Tim Patrick's coming off a 100-yard game, but Hamler's unavailable today because of an injury. The tight end situation, Noah Fant, I think, is probably one of the better young tight ends in this league, but he's unavailable today after an injury in that Week 4 game against the Jets. Melvin Gordon, unavailable today because of strep throat. One of the two guys in their backfield they were really counting on to be quite a 1-2 punch and help take some of the pressure off a quarterback like Locke. This team's been searching for a quarterback. 9 different starters at that position since 2017 after Peyton Manning walked away from the game with that Super Bowl title.
The Don just going through the QBs.
And by the way, the Don, subject of this week's The Gridiron and Beyond, my podcast with a shameless plug.
Yes.
On 98.5thesportshub.com. Elway of A Relentless Life by author Jason Cole. But, you know, I think the strength of this team right now for the Broncos is the defense, only because I think Vic Fangio, as the head coach and defensive coordinator, is a guy that Bill Belichick has a lot of respect for. And, you know, when Fangio plots his strategy defensively, he can do some things with his coverages that can confuse young quarterbacks. I'm not expecting that to be the case, though, today because of the lack of talent across the board for the Broncos defensively. I mean, they've been hit hard there. No Von Miller, no Jarrell Casey, DeMarcus Walker, Draymond Jones, Mark Barron, A.J. Boye. These are all guys they were expecting to have pretty big roles for this team.
And no Jeremiah Tatu today, Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So, you know, I don't know what you hang your hat on right now if you're the Broncos, except for the fact that the Patriots, as you guys have already well documented, are about to start their fourth different offensive line combination. And Newton hasn't been on the field for any extended period of time, other than a walkthrough, of course, yesterday and one practice in the last week, over the course of the last 3 weeks.
Let me just break it down for Patriots fans. All you need to know about the Broncos today is Duke Dawson is active. there's an NFL team where Duke Dawson is active. He's I don't know if he'll play, but he's active. He could actually get in the game.
And thanks to Duke Dawson, the Patriots have, I think, thus far, I know it's very early, they've gotten nice returns from Justin Huron. And, you know, the draft choice that they used, thanks to the Duke Dawson trade to Denver to pick the offensive lineman from Wake Forest.
Bob, if we don't hear multiple Fangios from you today, I'm going to be
is
very
it Fangio or Fangio?
For you today, Fangio. Just roll.
I don't know either. I'm being serious. Is it? Which I always thought it was Fangio, but is it Fangio?
Did I say Fangio?
No. I want you to say Fangio. No,
but it's Fangio. Is it Fangio?
That's how I would typically say it. But I want Fangio. Bob to put his, you know, his Sosi touch on it. Vic Fangio, head coach.
The guy named Sosi should know, right?
Yeah, well, that tells you all you need to know, though, Chris, because my family screwed it up after they came off the boat in Ellis Island. They made it Sosi instead of Sochi.
I was going to say, shouldn't
it
be Sochi?
In the old country.
Yeah, that's a great point. It probably wasn't their fault, though. I mean, my family's similar thing. Like, once you got there, I think they just Americanized all the names, no matter what you told them.
Well, in fact, they lost an O somewhere in the transition in the paperwork. It was Sochi-O,
ooh,
from what I understand. So an O got lopped off there as well.
I like that. You should go with that, Bob.
Bob Sochi-O.
Bob Sochi-O. That has a ring to it. I mean, like that.
That's sort of nice.
Bob Sochi-O.
Sort of nice.
Like Bob Sochi-O, that guy sounds like a boss.
Yeah. Bob Sosi? Yeah, not so much.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
You did. You implied it.
I didn't say that, Chris.
That's what you
did. I just said Bob Sochi. I mean, that sounds like, you know, that kind of sounds like a badass broadcaster. Like, here's Bob Sochi with
the call. Again, there you are again, implying that Bob is not a badass broadcaster.
I'm not saying
that. See what
that.
You're doing?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Chris has had a bad day here. That's all I got for you, Bob.
I guess so.
I have had a rough day.
I'm taking shots at Sosi of all people,
Bob,
Chris.
Bob, I am glad that I'm glad that you came on and you were able to, maybe Mark will listen to you. You were able to explain in very, very evident detail the dire straits the Denver Broncos are in today.
All I've said today, Bob, that has made Chris this upset to talk down to me.
I'm not talking down to you. I'm just saying
how bad
the
Broncos are is that I will give the Patriots style points if they blow this team out. I'm going to give them style points. I'm going to give it as another reason, another check in the column as to why we should believe in this team, buy in on this team, et cetera.
No, I think this is one of those games where we could see a completely different approach to Kansas City, the Patriots, with a lot of blitzing. We could see one of those games where with a young quarterback, as we've often witnessed here at Gillette Stadium, a young guy comes in, whether it's Sam Darnold or any of the other long list of QBs, 25 and under, come in and faced a Bill Belichick team for the first time. We could see a quarterback under a constant barrage of pressure today. Chris noted the offensive line. They gave up 13 sacks, I think, in their first three games. None against the Jets. Probably more to do with the opposition than the Broncos themselves. But I would expect today the Patriots to really go after Drew Lock.
I would totally agree with that. Yeah. That's something we have discussed this week. Bob, great to talk with you. Thanks as always, and have a great broadcast, because I know you're a badass broadcaster.
You are, Bob. I'm just saying, I think Bob Sochi-O would not take any guff from Felger and Maz. That's all I'm saying.
I know that Bob Sosi doesn't take any guff from Felger and Maz.
I do too.
I heard you this
because
week.
Because I'm on the show emails, and he really gives it to those guys.
Good
he
for
does.
You. All right, Bob, thanks
Bob
as
Sosi,
always.
Thank you very much.
Hey, guys, thanks. Take care.
Bob Sosi from the broadcast booth. You'll have the call of today's game right here as we get set for Patriots-Broncos. We'll have the reset for you. If you've missed anything to this point, it's coming up next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.